How do you feel about open relationships? Are you trying to be perfect on your first date? Do you talk too much about your failed relationships from the past? We ask this question and many more tonight on the Real Girlfriends Across America podcast. Please join us while we talk about dating do's and don'ts for 2020. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Real Girlfriends Across America podcast. My name is Annie, and I'm so happy to be your host tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We are broadcasting Sunday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time. We always want to hear from you, always looking for fresh topics, so please email us or get a hold of us to let us know what you want to talk about. Tonight we have Tawanda, Rain, Catherine, Kareen, Corinne, and myself. And I'm asking the question, actually I'm asking a lot of questions about dating in 2020. So we're going to get started here. And Tawanda, I want to know if you've ever heard of the term kitten fishing.
I heard of that was about 3 minutes ago when you mentioned it. Prior to that, no, I've never heard of it before.
So kitten fishing is termed, actually came from Hinge, which is one of the dating apps, and they're talking about unrealistically portraying yourself too positively. So all of these dating apps we have out there, giving, you know, pretty much putting up the good pictures of yourself, only talking about all the good things you do. It's an unrealistic portrayal of yourself. Do you think that you're guilty of that?
Are you asking someone in specific?
Yes, Tawanda, you. I'm sorry.
Okay, so am I guilty of getting on a social media site and making myself look amazing like I already am? Of course.
Well, more of an unrealistically positive version of yourself. I mean, I know that I'm not always smiling and I know that I'm not always happy. Do you portray yourself in a realistic view on your dating sites?
Well, what I would say is, like, for example, of course, the regular questions, I'm not going to lie, but sometimes you can, of course, as you're striving to become your greatest self, there's a difference between telling a lie and just sprucing everything up to be a little more polished. Like, for example, I'm going to put the best pictures that I have, even if it's from when I went for a photo shoot. It may not be my everyday look, and I'm kind of casual daily, but I'm going to put the best actual pictures on the site. And then I may say, when it asks, like, interests and hobbies, there's a few interests and hobbies that I have that I like to do that I may not be doing now. And I may say, oh, yeah, when it comes to, like, going hiking, you know, I might be going hiking soon, but I haven't been yet, and things like that. It's on my list of things to do. Or I might say I enjoy hiking. I may just enjoy looking at it on YouTube, and eventually I'm going to go, kind of sort of like that, when it comes to sprucing up my interests and skills.
I love that.
I'm gonna polish it up a little bit. I might say even I study. I'm not bilingual, but I've studied Spanish and French, and I have for 2 years each. Now, do I know any of it? No, not so much. But I've taken 2 years of both.
Oh, I get that. Trust me, that's perfect. I definitely have been guilty of the same thing, but there's nothing wrong with that because we want to be able to kind of, like you said, not only spruce up, but to showcase those things that we've, you know, highlighted in our lives and what we're proud of. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, Corinne, what about you? Are you guilty of kitten fishing?
I'm not on any dating sites. I don't think that I even portray myself in the best light on social media. And when I say that, not to say that I put out bad or negative things about myself, meaning that I really don't put myself out there on social media. I run other people's social media, so I'm more or less focused on their content. But in regards to mine, I'm really not out there.
Okay. So do you think that there's a huge difference on, I mean, it just made me think of something when you said that. I've met people in my life that have embellished their history and embellished their capabilities on their resumes, right? So do you think that there's a huge difference between how much you would embellish your or spruce up your capabilities on your resume as opposed to your dating site?
I don't think necessarily there's a difference, because if you're being just honest, you're being honest. If you're embellishing it in terms of saying, okay, let's say maybe just using different word choices, then greater, that's different. It's just you being, I guess, creative with your wording. But in terms of saying you're a doctor, when you're really like a nurse, that's a big difference in terms of embellishing.
That's a lie.
Right.
Let's be clear. That's a straight lie.
She said that's a difference in embellishment. I like that. I'm going to use that.
I love the word. You know, a thesaurus is my best friend, okay? So, what about you, Catherine? I know Kat's out there. She's just got to take a second.
I don't think Catherine is on.
Oh, okay. Well, Rain, how about you?
Excuse me. So pretty much the same for me. Like, I definitely am always very truthful, although I haven't used any dating apps maybe like a year and a half or so, but I definitely will put my best pictures up. I really don't put what my interests are as far as hobbies and all of that. I usually just put looking to date, you know, the type of person that I'm looking for, instead of like, you know, about myself. But I didn't really do the whole dating thing too much. I mean, online. I don't do the whole online dating thing too much, but I definitely am very truthful with I put out there.
Well, you know, I was
you're right, Rain. Mm-hmm. You're right, Corinne. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, though? All I got to say about it is, though, when it comes down to it, when you're most of these dating websites, you get on there, and the first thing that you have a choice to make is on their picture. You're going to swipe right or you're going to swipe left.
Right.
So if there's anything that you're like, oh, gross, he looks like he doesn't even shave, or, wow, is that dog running away from him? You know, you're gonna base it off the first sight that you have. So of course, we're going to try to put our best foot forward. But when it comes to it in relationships, in the all reality, I want somebody that's going to be able to deal with me at my worst. So should I be putting up there the days that I wake up and I look horrible and I don't feel like putting makeup on and not getting dressed in my, you know, dress for success?
Hmm.
Absolutely. You know what?
Green, oh, go for it.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask Corinne what she's thinking about her kitten fishing expeditions.
Yeah, I want to hear all about that. Let me get a pen.
That's so funny. You know, I've had a very strange relationship with social media, and I say that because for a couple years, a few years, how long ago was it? Maybe in 2015, from 2011 or 2012 to 2015, so about 3 or 4 years, I had two separate Facebook accounts. not to do anything nefarious or inappropriate, but because I had a personal family account and an author account, right? And I wanted to keep them both separate. Like, I wanted my author stuff to be separate from my personal. I didn't want people that I didn't know in my family pictures, like,
right.
you know, looking
That's
at my
so
family business. So I had a separate Facebook account. And I guess you could call it kitten fishing in terms of me putting out certain information that I wanted people to have. Like, they only knew
right.
so much about me. They didn't know what I looked like. They didn't know really who I was. They just knew my author name and my books, right? And that's
right.
all they knew. So I guess you could call it kitten fishing because I was putting out a particular image that I wanted people to interact with and respond to.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess that was a form of kitten fishing.
However, girl, I got to say that technically you're not unrealistic because you are the bomb and you have not unrealistic. So,
oh, thank you.
But
I actually did end up merging the accounts later because it was just too much maintenance trying to be in two accounts all the time. So I did end up merging them into one account. So.
Right. Well, I don't know if any of you guys have actually seen that show Catfishing on TV, and I've gotten sucked into that a couple times, and it's crazy to me sometimes the capability that people have to take advantage of others, and I never honestly realized that that was a thing in that big scope that people do those kind of things.
Yeah, I've seen the show a few times. It's crazy what, you know, the lengths that people go through to create a whole identity that,
yeah.
you know, a whole another identity and, like, life and stuff, and it's nothing at all what you expect, and they think, like, oh, well, you still love me, though, right? We can make
right.
it work.
Oh, it's crazy. But you know what? I think that's part of the thing that makes, you know, us there where we can be different. We can get out there, and we can be real, and we can be honest. And we can put out our, you know, our best foot, of course, but we can also let people know that we don't always look as good as we think we do, and we don't always know the right answer, you know, and it's okay.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I guess when it comes to the topic of kitten fishing versus catfishing, I don't really know how to feel about it because I honestly feel like social media is almost like going to church, and I know that sounds really like random and doesn't make sense, but let me explain myself. The way I view going to church, or at least I did when I was growing up, how I was raised, is you don't go to church looking ratchet. Like, you go to church dressed in your Sunday best with your hair done and your makeup on and your heels on, right? That's how you go to
right.
church. And I kind of do social media the same way. Like, social media is like cat is like the religion of, you know, networking and interaction of this generation. Like, you don't get on
right.
social media looking ratchet. You get on with your Sunday best.
Dude, I totally agree. I absolutely agree. You know, the hard part is that, you know, you get drawn in by these beautiful, shiny girls or boys on pictures, and then you get in there and there's no substance. And that's the hard part, is weeding through where there's no substance. And that's where it ties into dating, because you don't want to waste your time going out on a, you know, we don't only have so many Friday and Saturday nights, right? So we don't want to waste our time, and we don't want to waste somebody else's time.
Right.
So too.
So my next question,
you know,
we're going to start with, sorry. Oh, did somebody want to
say
something?
I was going to say, you know what I've noticed, like, when I was on a date line, like, when I used to put what my hobbies were and stuff like that, I felt like didn't really read the profile and stuff anyway, so I stopped putting it on there years ago. Because then when you start interacting with them, they ask every single question that you already have on your profile. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to stop putting stuff on my profile and just wait until we actually connect and then, like, get to know each other that way.
Right. That's crazy, though. You could probably separate that into categories, too, because there's probably people that do read the profile, and there's probably people that don't read the profile, and that could be a category that someone determines whether they want to talk to somebody about or not.
Yeah.
Right.
I know,
like, did you answer the questions? If not, swipe left.
Exactly, right? Or have you seen some of those people will be like, if you read all this, make sure you message me the word blue in capital letters.
Yeah. Or if you've made it down here to the end of this paragraph.
Right. If you've made it this far.
Yeah, if you made it this far.
Oh, my gosh. All right, the next one, Tawanda, I'm coming back to you. I want to know if you typecast your perfect partner. Do you only date people based on your own personality? And what do you go off of their sign? Do you worry if somebody's a Capricorn and you think that that's bad for you? Let me know.
I've never heard of the typecast before. And what I normally like is someone that's smart, someone that can stimulate my mind. If you can definitely do that, that is definitely over half the battle. So conversation, I wanted to say real quick, like what I've noticed on a lot of different sites, people can have a great profile, some have a horrible profile. So I'm kind of drawn to the people that take the time, like Plenty of Fish, for example, they have a chemistry test. So I'm kind of drawn to profiles of people that invest time in doing the chemistry test. I like that. And then just kind of like, not, it doesn't have to be a dissertation, but more than like one or two words or one or two lines, like I just bypass that because I like communication. And then the second thing is, you know, someone that has something about themselves, like some swag, some intelligence, that's what I'm going by. Like if they just swap two or three conversations and it's, hi, how you doing? How was your day? Then I'm gone. Because what I'm going to do, if I hit somebody up, I'm going to read their profile. I was on a site one time, and a guy talked about being a widower and some other stuff, and he also mentioned kind of like what he did. So I said, hey, because guess what? Everything doesn't have to be a love connection. It can just be a friendship. So when I sent a message, I'm like, oh, how you doing? I actually enjoy reading your profile. I saw that your wife passed away a couple of years ago. You know, how are you doing with that? And then I mentioned something about their profile. And then his response was, first of all, you read my profile. I definitely want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I just need to, you got to be thorough. Like, point blank, that's my qualification. Great communication. You got to be thorough. Definitely, I'm all about being mindful. Like, that's definitely a priority.
Okay. What about you, Kareen?
I mean, honestly, I don't really do the dating apps. I've gotten on dating apps because Tawanda forced me to, but they're not really my thing.
But I mean,
I'll hear anything about it. Swipe right on her right now and put her on here.
But Kareen, when you're going out looking for a partner, right? Are you looking at the labels on their clothing? Are you wondering what astrological sign they are? If they're a Capricorn or a Taurus, which I'm a Taurus and we're awesome, but if it's a Capricorn, are you not going to date them? Are you going to be leery because of that? I mean,
I hate to be the wet blanket, but I'm about to be a wet blanket. I mean, I'm not really looking for a relationship, so that's not really like a concern that I have. My concern is just actually to avoid that as much as possible.
Okay.
Sorry.
So
that moment.
Don't be sorry. It's okay. It's okay. We learned a lot from each other, right? How about you, Rain? Are you still there? Are you gonna help me out?
I do look for some of the same qualities for sure, especially when it comes to like believing in God. Like I dated guys that were atheists, and it's just always, you know, I feel like, okay, I can't like express like how I feel about being like having faith and other things and talk about certain things. So there are certain things that I look for in dating a guy. Like one, they kind of have the same beliefs with me, at least just believe in God. Like, you don't have to be, like, super religious, but you have to at least believe in God. That's really, like, the main thing.
That's perfect. That's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. I'm surprised I didn't think of that myself, but that's exactly what I mean. You know, some of us have these staples that are super important in our lives, and I think that sometimes we jump into dating too quickly, before we recognize that we might need to realize, hey, wait a minute, this person's an atheist and I believe in God, that might cause an issue a year down the road.
Yeah. But like major stuff like that for sure. And it's just like other stuff like, oh, just the way he dressed or I definitely also look for someone that's had like ambition and stuff like that, because I don't want to date somebody that like has no direction in life and that's looking to be saved, you know, and
right.
Pretty much everything else, I'm okay with like having differences, like as far as music taste and other stuff like that.
Okay, nice. Now we need to hear what Corinne has.
What qualities I look for in a person I'm wanting to date?
Well, it's actually more of if it's, if you have any typecasting, do you find yourself looking to, let's see, you know, do you look at the labels of their clothing? Do you look at if they're a Taurus or a Capricorn and wonder if it's going to be compatible with your sign? Or do you base on your personality alone and you only want people that are happy and go lucky like you?
I would want someone that's similar to me. I mean, they don't have to be exactly like me, but like maybe like similar in nature, someone that's not going to want to go out and, you know, start drama for no reason. I don't typecast in terms of clothes, like labels. I mean, I want you to look presentable, but I'm not looking necessarily at your labels. And signs. I don't necessarily look at signs, but I'm done with Geminis, I'll tell you that much. But I don't look at
signs. I'm done with Geminis. Okay. I do know I have a couple of other callers that came in, and I'm not sure who's out there, but is anybody out there that wants to say something regarding a typecast in relationships?
It's Amanda. It's been a long time since I've dated because I've been married for 5 years, so I'm just listening.
All right. This one's going to be good, all right? With everything going on these days, and especially with Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, how do you feel about open relationships? Are you a supporter? Do you think they're ridiculous? What is your opinion? But we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we get back, we're going to start with Tawanda and find out how she feels about open relationships.
Oh, no, you're not.
Is my mic open?
Hello, this is Kay with your trending news. According to visualcapitalist.com, almost half of Americans between the ages of 18 through 29 report using a dating site or app to find a dating partner. This trend is sure to continue in the current environment as we all strive to stay safe. That's your trending news for today. Now, back to your program.
Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Real Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm. and search for us by searching Real Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Tawanda, I hope you were thinking about your response to this question, because now we're going to open up the topic about open relationships. Right now, we have a lot going on. If you guys have been following the entertainment news, and Will and Jada Pinkett Smith have some stuff going on with an open relationship. I don't really know the details of that, and we don't need to get into that, but I want to know what you think. Apparently it works for some people, not for everybody, but what do you think, Tawanda?
Well, first of all, I definitely don't have to think about it. It's actually something I used to been working and teaching for over a decade now. And my stance on that is I believe that people should live free. And when I say live free, you should live however you want to live. You can date whoever you want to date. And if you are want to be in a polygamous relationship or you want to be swingers or you want to be monogamous, that's totally up to the individual person. My only stance and issue is people that lie and stay in the closet and do something that could bring harm to someone else. So I am familiar with what's going on with Will and Jada and kind of that whole scenario and situation. And I think it's a great topic of discussion because a lot of people are into things and they're afraid to come out of the closet, quote unquote, because of fear of being judged. If we do it, we shouldn't be fearful of it. So again, my stance is people should live free. If women want to date women, hey, good for you. Men, good for you. Poly, good for you. It doesn't really matter to me. Live free and be happy and know who you are and what
Amen.
You really want.
Yeah. Amen. You know, that's amazing. I believe that too. You know, in my opinion, I've always believed that love is love, no matter how that looks, no matter what color, what age, what freaking demographic, it doesn't matter to me. Well, you know, within the right reasoning. Watch out. I got to be careful about that, right? But what about you, Corinne?
Yeah, I think I agree with Tawanda. I think that everyone should make their own decision on who they want to love and who they want to be in a relationship with. It's not up to me to judge on who dates who.
And Amanda, I know you're out there. What do you think?
Hello?
With Corinne. How's that? Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
I think we might have
lost the question.
Was,
what would I think about an open relationship?
Yeah, what is your status, you know, your opinion on open relationships with everything that's going on? And, you know, like I said, with Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, there's been a lot in the news lately about that. How do you feel about that?
I always wonder how people in open relationships are able to keep their sanity, because that crap would drive me crazy. I couldn't do it. So that's my thoughts on that.
Well, you know what? It's funny is that it's cool that you say that. This is why I love these having so many different women come together to talk about things, because in the same breath that you said that, when I was researching this, there's a lot of people that ask, is one person really able to satisfy all of my needs? And this is the basic one of the basic ideas of some people that do believe in the polyamorous way of life. And Is that something that you have to center down into one relationship, or can you just try to complete that with other relationships in your life, with your friendships and everything else, or do you want something more of an intimate relationship with more than one person?
Who, me?
No, I'm just saying in general.
The interesting thing is that I have met people who were polyamorous, and I've met straight up cheaters, and I've met people who did not believe that they were polyamorous, but engaged in relationships with people of both genders while not thinking that they were polyamorous. They just felt like one gender fulfilled one need and the other gender fulfilled another need. And I mean, I look at these situations and I honestly really can't comprehend it. Like my mind blips, because I wouldn't be able to do it. And that's why I say that. Like for me personally, it would probably snap my mind in a couple different pieces to try that.
Right. But you know what's pretty wonderful is when you can get some people together that can understand that we all have different opinions and different needs in life, and we can respect the fact that not all of us are going to agree on how we want to live our own lives, but you can do whatever you want to do, right? And I think the big
difference for me, people are free to do what they want to do. Life is choice, right? We all make choices.
Right.
So, yeah, they're going to make the choices they make, and I don't have a say in that.
Well, you never know. A lot of people are listening sometimes, you know. Now, did I miss anybody on that? Is anybody else anything to add on the open relationship subject?
Is my mic open?
Wait, what?
I didn't see that.
Hello?
There's someone on the line.
Yes, hello.
A man has joined us.
Is there a man on the line?
I've been on. I just didn't get a chance to say nothing on that last segment.
That's because you're a man. We want to make men go last.
That's okay.
What is your name, hon?
My name is Ivan.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Let me know what you got to say.
What do I think about the? Oh, I don't. It's not something that I would do. I wouldn't want nobody else cooking in my kitchen. I'm just saying. No, that's not. I mean, I agree with what you all were saying about allowing people to be who they are and live the way they choose to live. It doesn't have to. It doesn't bother me how other people choose to live because that's not something I would do. You know, so I believe in being with one woman and that's it for me. And, you know, that's good enough for me. But somebody else involved in it and all that. I'm like that one sister who said that would drive me nuts, and that's not something that I would do. I've never done it. You know, my wife passed away about almost 2 years ago, and that's something we both agreed on when we first met, that cheating was a deal breaker. So, that's not something that I would. Yeah, it's a deal breaker for me. I'm good. Because I watched my father. Huh?
It's always good for women to hear that there's men left out there that feel that way.
Well, my father, I seen what it did to my mother growing up, and so it's something that I decided as a child that I would never do. Because I seen what it did to my mom and how it affected my mother, and that's just not something I ever wanted to do to a woman. So I've never done it. Never called a woman out. I mean, I'm not perfect, of course, but I've never called a woman out their name. Never struck a woman. None of that kind of stuff. And
Are you saying that you never, not once, never cheated, never?
No, and let me tell you why. Because it's such a distasteful thing. No, I'm keeping it 100. I'm saying, you know, from the time I was old enough to understand what cheating was until I was an adult, watching my father do it made me hate that behavior. Watching my father and how it affected my mother is why I've never done it, because that's something, it's horrible. It destroys people. And so it's not something I want to ever do, so I've never done it, no. And I've always made it clear in any relationship that I've ever.
No, go ahead. Let me ask you this. Do you think that people are more willing to accept an open relationship because they're afraid that they're going to get cheated on anyways? Or so are they opening themselves up and allowing that to happen so they don't get hurt in the end?
I guess it's that old saying, it's different strokes for different folks. I wouldn't know because, you know, I'm not willing to even find out for me. I wouldn't know. I mean, and maybe that could be the case, but for me, I've always wanted to be exclusive. I don't have enough, you know, to spread myself around like that. I don't think like that. I can't even imagine myself. It's enough work to deal with one woman as far as I'm concerned.
That's true.
And I always felt like, huh?
Ivan, where are you from?
I'm from Blackwall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay. How are you single?
I'm widowed. Yes, I am. I'm widowed. I'm widowed. Yeah, I'm 52.
You in the market for a good woman?
I just did what it depends.
Okay, girls. We're
I'm not asking for myself because I like to live free, but I'm asking for
no,
just to be informed. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to have. That's interesting. I didn't realize that we had a man on the line with us, but I think it's pretty cool to get your opinion. I'm so glad that you're here talking with us. So I'm going to ask another question, and this is actually a little touchy subject, but I really want to know what you all think about this because of everything going on these days with Black Lives Matter and all these movements that are going on and this, you know, these things that are happening in the world. How do you feel about interracial dating? And in my opinion, as long as you're, you know, as long as love is love and you're doing it because you love that person no matter what it is, and you're going to support that person no matter what, then I don't care. You know, people got to fly their own flags and do what they got to do. So that's my opinion. What do you all think?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with love. People can date whoever. This is Swanda. People can date whoever they want. I could care less about interracial dating. Most of my friends are all across the rainbow in reference to colors, and it doesn't bother me. Be who you are. Live how you want to live. Love who you love. Lust who you want to lust with. Screw who you want to screw. And I'm definitely, to me, I'm about peace, love, prosperity. Anything negative, mm-hmm. anything about hurting people, that's where I have a problem with it. But interracial dating,
Amen.
I have no issues about that at all. And that's just my
I finally realized that you are a straight up hippie flower child.
You learn something new every day.
can I say something about the interracial dating part?
Absolutely.
Well, you're the only man on the call, so I guess so. Even though I'm not even hosting.
Yes, ma'am. I'm okay. Now, for me, it's not something that I've never dated anything but black women, and I've never been interested in anything but dating black women, and that's just me because, for me, because of the soul of the black woman, the spirit of the black woman, a white woman, I would run a white woman off. I'm too black. I would run them crazy, and they can't do nothing for me. And for me, I don't know. I can't relate. Huh?
I said, this boy just hasn't met me,
huh? Say it again now.
That's exactly what I was saying, Annie. He wouldn't run you off. And I know you're not a black woman, but you definitely got your soul sister.
I'm just saying, I've never been interested in anything but black women. Never. Even now, huh?
Honestly, did that come from something that was instilled in you when you were growing up? Like, did you have your family that always only dated within your race, or was that opportunity there?
I have several interracial marriages in my family.
Okay.
Several. But it's something that I've just never wanted. I've always loved, and I love the swag of the black woman. And I'm not just saying that just to be saying it. And, you know, I grew up around strong black women and black men, but, you know, my mom, my aunts, and it's just something that, and then, you know, I've always been fascinated with the beauty of the black woman. So, you know, I don't knock nobody else, what they like. You can like who you want to like and be who you want to be with, but it's sisters for me.
Nice.
Do you go to church?
Yes, I do.
All I can think of, you guys remember that song, Beautiful Skin by Goody Mob back in 1997, one of my favorite songs of all time. If you haven't heard it, you need to go listen to it because it literally is the song that portrays what he just said.
Yeah. I don't knock nobody else's choice. Now, of course, I've had multiple white women to me, but I've always never been interested. I have some, they like me now, but I'm cool. I'm cool on that. I don't have nothing against them, but I just love black women. I'm talking about, see, anything that I have, like, I'm a hard-working brother. And I do pretty good for myself, and I feel like whatever I have, whatever that is, sisters have had such a hard time, you know what I'm saying, that I would like to get that to a black woman. Like my wife, we had a beautiful relationship. Her, unfortunately, she passed away from breast cancer. And one of the things that we always said to each other is we had had such a hard time prior to meeting each other, we wanted to give each other some heaven. So that's what we did. We already seen hell. So, you know, we had a beautiful relationship. And I wrote a book. Matter of fact, I wrote a book. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. It's called I Said I Do, So I Am, My Journey with My Sweet, Sweet Mary, because it was a love story, and it was a love story along with the fight of cancer. It was, yeah. And so I've always wanted to be able to do that. My mom, you know, my mom just turned 80 years old. And she's a live wire. She has all boys. And she, we all still scared of her. She's still the boss right now. Yeah, so. She says that I'm getting better. Y'all getting older. I'm just getting better. Yeah.
Well, I'm just so glad you called in tonight. What a surprise, but a good one, right? I want to hear what, where is Rain at?
Here.
There you are. Okay. Let me know what you think.
Well, I think a lot of times, sometimes people have a preference. I've dated a lot of white guys that only dated black women, and it was like their entire life that's all they dated. But as far as me, I like all types of guys. It's based on like qualities within that person, though. So I don't really even think about nationality, race, you know, just that they have to believe in God. But I don't really think about race at all when it comes to dating. You know, I was like, okay, this guy is cute and he's got these good qualities and all. And excuse me. So I go all, I'm all about dating whoever you want, anyone, you know.
I was, like I said, when I was researching this subject, one of the things I heard on there was one of these guys was talking about his support for interracial dating, and he said, as long as they have no ignorant reasons for dating, I'm supportive of it. And that makes so much sense, but that could be applied to anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel. I hate when I hear people say, well, I date black women because, or I date white women because black women ain't this and black women do that, or I hate when I hear that. I don't want to hear none of it. I don't like hearing that kind of talk, because whatever issue you find with one group of women, you're going to find it with everybody got the same issues if they women. They got the same issues if they men in particular, in certain instances. So I'm the kind of person like this. I hate it when I hear brothers downgrade sisters. I hate it when I hear sisters downgrade brothers. You date who you want to date, but don't say what black women is. I date black women. I mean, I date white women because black women got a mouth on them. Well, I don't know no woman that ain't got no mouth on them when you don't treat them right.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, white women cut up too. It ain't just black women. You know, and you're going to deal with the same issues with any other group of women that you deal with any other woman. So my thing is, that's the ignorant reason. That's the ignorant reason for me right there. You saying that one is better than the other, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that's definitely
better than, like, rather than that's just who you want to be with.
Right.
Yeah. We gotta get this guy's number, guys, so that we can have him call back someday, right?
What did you say, ma'am?
Listen, guys, I want to know if anybody else has anything else to say about the interracial dating before I move on to our last question for tonight. We only got about 18 minutes left for an hour, so anybody else got anything to say about
this is Tawanda. I'll go after Amanda if you still have more time.
Okay, I don't have a problem with interracial dating, but if I were to interracially date, I would feel really bad for my partner because my family is a little bit prejudiced, and they're also very opinionated, so it would be very awkward at family function. But if for the right person, like, I'd be willing to be just as awkward.
I think it's amazing that you're willing to sacrifice yourself for that, and that's amazing. That shifts yourself, your values and your morality, you know what I mean? We can't always control what our families do or say, that's for darn sure. You guys have seen the movie Get Out, right?
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. I wanted to say really quickly, before you move on, Annie, this is Tawanda. The first thing is, my dad told me a long time ago, and I was probably 20, 21, that if I ever brought someone home that was other than a black guy, it would be a problem. I used to laugh at him, like, okay, I'm definitely going to make sure I do that now, because you can't choose who I love. And the second thing is, I've always been, I haven't been open to dating outside of my race prior to about 5 years ago. Then I said, you know what, I'm going to date other guys other than black guys because I want to see X, Y, and Z. So I can relate to what Mr. Oklahoma was saying in reference to that. However, I've just evolved as a black woman, just being open due to just social things, certain things that I'm actually looking for when it comes to dating. I know sometimes people are more comfortable with what they are around and what they actually know. For me, like I said, I have most of my friends are of all types of different ethnicities, backgrounds, et cetera, and I just like variety, mental stimulation, and it doesn't matter to me what actual color that actually comes in. You just got to have a few other things that's making me really, really like, ooh, okay. But now I definitely can understand what everybody says. But I'm just,
you know,
I'm going to always go against the grain most of the time.
Hey, girl, I absolutely 150% agree with you. So I was actually brought up as a military brat. My my dad, my stepdad, my grandfather were all Army. And so I moved 2 to 3 times a year, and I was actually being a white girl at that time. I was one of the minorities, and there was a lot of African-American and Hispanic in the military. So when I would go to the schools, we were all the same. I never knew there was such a difference. I never knew, until I came back to the States after I graduated high school over in Germany, that it was such an issue. And so for me, like, I just want to meet someone who is going to be honest, kind, and decent values in life, you know, no matter if it's for a friendship or dating.
And of interest.
Right.
Exactly. So with our last 14 minutes, the last question I want to ask is, how do you feel about long-distance relationships? Can you handle a long-distance relationship? At what point is someone going to say, hey, I got to pick up and move? Is it worth it? What are your opinions on phone sex?
I want to talk about the long distance relationship part. I was engaged to someone in a long distance relationship, and that has to be like the most painful type of relationship to be in.
Yep.
Because the distance, you want to see that person, you want to be with that person, and, I mean, the distance, it's just, the distance really broke the relationship, I feel. So, I mean, maybe some people are able to make it work out, but I don't recommend it.
This is Tawanda, and I absolutely love it. Sorry. I love it. My love language is acts of service, not physical touch and all that other mushy stuff. I love long distance. I like to see you next weekend or next month, here and here. I don't want to see you every day. And then with communication being so variety through FaceTiming and this and that, I love it. I can't do the same thing every day. I don't want to see the same people every day. I'm an advocate for long distance relationships. And I think, Kay, you forgot to answer her question about phone sex.
No, I didn't forget.
Well, you didn't even let me know, though, because I need to know about, not only do I need to know if Kay likes phone sex, but I need to know, how does she portray foreplay and intimacy to stimulate her partner's mind during a text message?
Oh, I definitely want to know that, too.
My kid is screaming. I'll be back.
Go ahead, Corinne.
Come on, somebody stand up and tell me something about it. Come on.
Yeah, what's up to me?
Yep.
Go for it.
So in regards to a long distance relationship, no, I mean, I wouldn't want one, just because I'm more like a hands on type of person. So I want to touch you and fill up on you when I want to. So if you're, like, so far away, it's going to work for me.
Fill up? is that what you really meant to say, fill up?
Yes, that's exactly what I meant to say.
Okay. And the phone sex part?
Kate is screaming in the background.
Ivy, go on mute.
Oh, my God.
All right, Rain, come on about the phone sex part.
Oh, me?
Rain. Make it rain. Make
that.
It rain, girl.
Now you see. Make it rain, girl. I definitely would not have a long-distance relationship. I'm the type of person that needs to have physical contact with someone, and just conversation is not enough for me. And, you know, I need to be able to physically touch the person and, like, go on adventures and stuff like that. So I know a long-distance relationship would not work. And back in the past, like, I've been on dating lines. That was a long time ago. dating apps. Where, you know, you're talking to someone for weeks and then it turns into months, and it's like, and you never meet. I'm like, this is not what I want. That's why I don't think, like, a long-distance relationship would work for me.
Okay, and I don't want to talk about that concept now.
No, honestly, I just want to know, you know, are you comfortable with phone sex? Do you think that it's something that can actually, that actually works? Or, you know, how are you, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, how do you feel about it, Mr. Mr. Oklahoma?
Yeah, we're Mr. Oklahoma.
That's not something that I would do. I don't, no, that ain't, that wouldn't be, that wouldn't do anything for me. No. Nothing.
Well.
No, it wouldn't do anything for me. But me and my wife were done long distance. We dated for 8 months, and then I proposed to her 4 months later, and then we got married 8 months later. So.
And what about when she's traveling? She's gone for 2 weeks. Can she not call you and moan and groan or get on FaceTime and bust it open for you? Is that not going to work for you?
Nah, I'm too old for that. That don't do nothing for me.
Oh, you're not open sexually?
No, I didn't say I didn't. But that, I mean, that just wouldn't do nothing for me personally. I got to be there. That's just me.
Okay. He got to be there, yeah. Kay. Come on back to the line.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's nothing wrong with. They're gonna get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you choose. But that wouldn't do anything. That kind of stuff don't do nothing for me. I gotta be right there where she at. Yeah.
You know, the question I always had about when you're doing those things is like, how many people have they sent this picture to already?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Not
to mention, I'm afraid of what. How do you know when you're first meeting somebody online that you can trust them with anything that's a little bit intimate, you know? You got to be careful with what you say and what kind of pictures you put out there nowadays.
Yeah, especially when you run for office, huh? And then
Amen.
The scandal comes. then the video's leaked.
So we're actually almost up to the hour here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that everybody joined us today. I have a couple of lists of things that I found out are some good advice that they say that we're supposed to do when we're dating in 2020. So the first is to do embrace your hobbies. Pictures up there, if you like gardening, put yourself up there with some plants in your hands or out in your garden. They say embracing your hobbies will allow you to connect with people of like-mindedness.
Love it.
Okay. Hold on a minute here.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Awesome.
I lost you for just a second. Forgive me for that. Tawanda, I want to know if you have any other dating advice for anybody.
I think you want to ask the dating advice for me. They need to probably tune back in to when we launch the segment on the do's and don'ts of dating, because we'll have the tips from mile to wow to get connected where you feel like you can, whether it's long distance, whether it's interracial dating, the best websites to actually go on to date, and what you're actually looking for in him, her, or them. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned and come back in a few weeks. We're going to have more for you in reference to love, life, relationships, and dating in 2020.
Thank you, because that's exactly what I needed is that plug, girl. So tomorrow night I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be talking about where your confidence is. I want to know if you can walk into a room and demand attention or if you hide behind the houseplants. I am so happy that you guys came and joined me tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening
in.
I can't wait until tomorrow. So make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and all our other platforms. Email us your ideas at realgirlfriend7@gmail.com. Check us out on our website. And don't forget to listen tomorrow and every night, Sunday through Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Have a peaceful and prosperous night, my friends.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at RealGirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at RealGirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next, and until next time, have a great and awesome day.